Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. So today we're going to talk about another aspect of the government when the Qa'im, may Allah hasten his reappearance, reappears. And that is healing the diseases of the mind and the body. So when we look around in the world today, we see all these different diseases that cover each and every part of our existence, such as, firstly, the coronavirus. Secondly, the sexual immorality that is rampant around the world in every society. Thirdly, cancer and heart attacks. And that's just aside from the environmental issues that affect us. And we have seen that advanced modern medicine cannot solve it. Not only that, but often it exacerbates the problem, which takes humanity into a downward, deeper spiral. And that's just when we talk about the body. But what about the diseases of the mind and the spirit? According to a Hopkins University 2020 report, an estimated 26% of Americans, that is a 1 in 4 count, suffer from a diagnosable mental condition at any given time. Those figures are frightening. Now, let's contrast that with what we're going to see during the reign of the living Imam, which is the reign of virtues, of morality, of education. It is said that man will become extraordinarily powerful in every one of his aspects, mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. In fact, people will not have any physical, moral, mental diseases or ailments or issues at all. Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam says that when the Qa'im launches his revolution, Allah will make people healthy without illness. During the reign of the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, all sciences, including medicine, will progress at an astonishing rate. There will be no incurable illness at that time. Moreover, the existence of the living Imam will cure many patients. As Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, after seeing the Qa'im of our family, patients will get cured. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.